This Diamond Insight takes us to Washington State with head coach Donnie Marbut, whose Cougars are in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1990. Coach, what was it like to see your team's name go up on that bracket today?
Oh, you know, it was a great feeling. It was really just when it came up, I was just so happy for our players. They've worked their tails off this year, and they deserved it so much.
You won 19 games in the Pac-10 this year, 31 wins overall. After finishing in the Pac-10 cellar last year, what kind of goals were you talking about coming into this season?
Well, you know, same thing as when we recruited these boys. Our goal is to win a Pac-10 championship and play in the postseason and take a chance at, you know, trying to get to Omaha and win a national championship. I know it sounds maybe a little far-fetched when you're in the cellar, but, you know, last year, shoot, we're 8-16 in the league, and we lose about 5 or 6 one-run games, and you're just, you know, you're not that far out of it, even though your placing in the league looks like it is. So, you know, especially with our conference, Oregon State won the national title, being fourth, you know, the other year. So it doesn't change too much, but, you know, you have to be realistic about your goals for sure.
You took some lumps early on this year with the likes of Arkansas and Oklahoma. We'll talk about those teams specifically, but also Rice, Oral Roberts, Notre Dame, Gonzaga, Pepperdine. I mean, it kind of goes on and on. Was there ever a time where you kind of said, what was I thinking with this schedule?
Yeah, I think you always do that after you lose one. You always wonder. But, you know, when I first got here, we first season that I could put a schedule together, it was really soft, and it didn't help us. So, you know, we thought, hey, let's just play the most difficult schedule we can so that we can be playing good baseball once the Pac-10 starts. And you know, this year it kind of looks like that preseason schedule allowed us to be successful during the Pac-10 play.
Well, and then Arkansas and Oklahoma, I mentioned them. You start off at Arkansas. Oklahoma comes to your place. You split 4, and now you're going to see them in this regional with Oklahoma being the number 8 national seed, and you've got Arkansas in there in the 2 seed, throwing Wichita State. What do you think about the fact that you have some familiarity with the teams you're going to see?
Well, yeah, the one positive, you have a little scouting report, you have a little bit of familiarity with them, obviously. We played them both, you know, the first week of the year and the second week of the year, and they're going to be different, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good part. You know, the bad part is we know how good both those clubs are. You know, I mean, shoot, they're both great clubs. They're well coached. I mean, they're good clubs. You know, and then throwing Wichita State, we haven't seen them this year, but, you know, all you got to do is say Wichita State and Coach Stevenson. I mean, that speaks for itself. So it's a real tough draw, but, you know, no matter what regional you got selected for, you know it was going to be a tough one at this time of the year when there's only 64 teams left.
What's really impressed you the most about your own team this year?
Just their toughness, the ability to deal with adversity. You know, we start the season off and our best player, returning player, gets hurt in game one against Oklahoma, so game 5 out for the year. Our top returning pitcher threw 4 innings this year, done for the year. You know, our starting catcher got hurt against Arizona, so we played our backup, which he was our starting first baseman. He gets hurt 2 games later. We're playing our third string catcher. You know, it's just all those types of things. They just, you know, the other day, just for instance, even though it was end of the year, you know, our second baseman gets hurt, so our backup third baseman goes in, he hits a home run. So, you know, they just have really, really dealt with adversity, and the great part is they've put we first, not me first. It's all about their team, and that's a really, really neat thing to be a part of. It's not easy to do when you're going through adversity, when it's tough times, but for those guys to continually put their team in front of themselves, that's been the most impressive thing to me.
Offensively, you don't have guys who just jump off really the stat sheet at you. How would you describe your lineup and just kind of the offensive approach you have?
I think you could call us balanced, I guess, when we're complete, you know, when we have our exact lineup in there that we play consistently. But, you know, we got a little bit of left, we got a little bit of right, we got a little bit of speed, we got a little bit of power. We got a little bit of everything that you need offensively. You know, we're not going to be that team that 3-run home runs you to death. We're going to have to do some of the small things, and we've done that at times. And, you know, when you pitch and defend, that's really what you got to do. You need to manufacture offensively, and at times we've been able to do that.
As a coach of a third-seeded team now, as you prepare to go into the NCAA tournament, do you kind of point at what Fresno State did last year as you prepare for action?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's in the back of your mind, obviously, as well as the players, because it's been done. I mean, it's been done. And I think, obviously, when you're looking at these, the number one seed's always got the advantage, just playing at their own part.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, but regardless, that club's got to play well too. So it doesn't, you know, there's no guarantees, but it's just one of those deals where, you know, we are a 3 seed, but we are who we are. It's not going to change how we play or how we go about our business.
Coach, before we wrap up, I want to throw some different teams that are in the field and some different players at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. You can expand as much or as little as you want.
Sure.
Let's start with Rice.
Rice, just good, sound baseball team. Just really, really sound. They don't make mistakes. If you make mistakes, they're going to beat you.
Your lefty, Matt Way.
Big time. Big time. The guy shows up every Friday night. I think he's went six-plus innings in every start this season, so he's going to show up on a Friday night, and he's going to match zeros with the other guy.
Gonzaga.
They can really hit, boy. They can really, really hit.
Mountain West Cinderella, Utah, another team you saw.
Obviously scrappy. I mean, we played them in the midweek, and I think everybody was counting them out. So, you know, I guess I got to think Fresno State, got to think underdog.
Your closer, Jeremy Johnson.
Jeremy Johnson, how do you describe JJ? Under control for a closer. There's not a lot of hoopla hooray about this guy. There's no antics. There's none of these closers. It's just, it's all business with him.
Another one of your players, Derek Jones.
Sky's the limit for him. Sky's the limit. He's really, really talented, but he is a freshman, and we put him in big situations, but a bright future.
All right. The Arkansas Razorbacks.
Well-coached, good baseball team. A team that when we played them, as we left Fayetteville, I thought, okay, hopefully this year we can play kind of the same type of baseball that club plays. They do it right.
Do you think you've come close?
At times we have. We played some pretty good baseball at times. But, you know, we're a little bit different than they are. But like I said, I'd give us an A for effort.
Oklahoma.
Well, Oklahoma, let me tell you this. I told you Gonzaga can really, really hit. Let's go into Oklahoma can really, really, really hit.
With a couple
offensive machine.
Couple exclamation points and bold face, huh?
No question about it. Those boys can swing the lumber, that's for sure.
All right, last one then, the Washington State Cougars.
Deserving.
All right, but Donnie Marbut, the head coach of the Washington State Cougars in the NCAA tournament. Congratulations once again on a great season so far, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Sean.